With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will not face criminal charges for possessing classified materials. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A special counsel's investigation concludes that Joe Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials when he was a private citizen, but says no criminal charges are warranted. Interestingly, the report points to the president's poor memory during an interview with investigators last year. The White House counsel's office said it disagreed with a number of inaccurate and inappropriate comments in the special counsel's report, but is pleased that the president will not face criminal charges. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Supreme Court seems poised to reject attempts to kick former President Trump off the 2024 ballot. A definitive ruling for the leading Republican candidate for president would largely end efforts in Colorado, Maine, and elsewhere to prevent his name from appearing on the ballot. Chief Justice John Roberts says there would be big consequences if the Supreme Court agrees with Colorado.
In very quick order, I would expect, although my predictions have never been correct, I would expect that a goodly number of states will say, whoever the Democratic candidate is, you're off the ballot. And others, for the Republican candidate, you're off the ballot. And it'll come down to just a handful of states that are going to decide the presidential election. That's a pretty daunting consequence.
In more than 2 hours of arguments Thursday, both conservative and liberal justices raised questions of whether Trump can be disqualified from being president, again, because of his efforts to overturn his loss in the 2020 election. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 49 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, the S&P 500 advanced 3. Oil up 236 to 76.32 a barrel. This is SRN News. A warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warned that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts would allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a bill moving through the legislature. The measure would give local school officials the options of bringing in chaplains to provide services in student programs under the direction of school boards. The only requirement of a chaplain participating in a school program would be a background check and having their name and religious affiliation listed on the school's website. This is SRN News. The FAA is investigating an incident in which two JetBlue planes made contact this morning on a tarmac. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It happened at Boston Logan International Airport. Two JetBlue planes made contact while both were on the tarmac's de-icing pad. The wingtip of one plane touched the tail of the other. Nobody was hurt and both flights were canceled. Passengers say they were moved on to other aircraft. A spokeswoman for the collision, very minor. JetBlue confirmed the incident involving flights to Las Vegas and Orlando and said safety is its priority. And we will work, said JetBlue, to determine how and why this incident occurred. I'm Rita Foley.
Georgia's ruling Republicans are moving to make it harder for workers at companies that get economic incentives to join labor unions. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.